Hi, I'm James Wedmore, host of the Mind Your Business podcast, and I've built an eight-figure-a-year company selling digital products around my knowledge and expertise. In fact, this is what I've been doing in multiple niches for the past 15 years. And if you've ever wanted to do the same, or maybe you're trying, but you can't seem to get any traction, here's how I can help. As you can guess, you need an audience if you want to sell your stuff, right? But what if I told you that you don't need a big audience? You don't need millions of followers to get started. In fact, we see that it's with just your first 100 leads where you really start getting some momentum. I mean, think about it. Imagine that you're on the stage of a room filled with just 100 people in that audience right now. That's a lot of people. You don't think that a few of them would walk up to you after your talk and ask, "Hey, how can I keep working with you?" Of course they would. And that's why I created Your First 100 Leads. It's a 14-video step-by-step training mini course that walks you through exactly how to get your first 100 leads fast. And the feedback and results from this free program have been amazing. Diane Shepherd said, "This is one of the best trainings I've ever taken." Jake Curry said, "We have had 753 people sign up for this free training. Are you kidding me?" Dan Netting said, "I'm currently going through the First 100 Leads training, and James, I gotta say, it's brilliant. This training is A to Z complete, and the best part is it's absolutely free." To register, simply click the link in the show notes of this episode. Thanks so much, and I'll see you there.
Hey, and welcome to the Ambitious Bookkeeper podcast. I'm Serena Shoup. I am a CPA and mom of three, and I'm running a virtual bookkeeping business mostly from my home. You're in the right place if you're a bookkeeper, accountant, or an accounting student, and you know that your purpose is bigger than sitting in a cubicle. If you're ready to learn some actionable tips and strategies to help you start and grow a bookkeeping or accounting business, I hope you stick around. Welcome back to the Ambitious Bookkeeper podcast. This is Serena Shoup, CPA, and I am here with a short and sweet, hopefully short and sweet episode. I've just returned from the Workflow Queen Breakthrough Retreat, and of course I'm like super fired up and have all these ideas in my business. I'm not really going to talk about what we talked about on the retreat, other than if you have ever felt like you need to be in a community of women or men or both that are really trying to level up their bookkeeping business, I highly recommend watching out for the breakthrough program that Alyssa is doing. So there's my little ad for you guys. This is not sponsored by her, but if you've been in my world for a while, you know that Alyssa, the Workflow Queen, is my biz bestie, and I just love supporting everything she's doing. I was super honored to be able to speak at her retreat. I talked about money mindset, talked about pricing and offers, and I just got to connect with so many amazing bookkeepers and accountants, and it was just an incredible experience. So I highly encourage you to seek out something like that, if not that one, but go in person, meet other bookkeepers, talk to other bookkeepers, get ideas, work together, co-work online, on Zoom, whatever. It makes such a huge difference to have a community of people going through the same thing that you're going through, or just a few steps ahead, and being in the room with the people that are where you want to be or where you are currently heading. So that was like a big takeaway for the week. So we went to Nashville, Tennessee, which I had never been. Also, if you've been around for a while, you might know that I'm a musician. So of course I was all about it. Pretty much every night we would go to dinner after we did our sessions during the day. And almost every night we were like, yeah, we're going to go home early. And then of course we didn't, because we would pop into little venues and little bars with live music, and everyone had amazing music, because all the musicians there are just incredible. It was like just so awesome to be there in that energy. And I'm not even a city person, but I really liked Nashville. I'm also kind of losing my voice. I think most of us there were losing our voices from talking so much. But I wanted to give a quick update. That's where I've been the past week. I was not really on social media. I will start to be coming back now, but my children are on fall break this week, so I will be spending a lot of time with them. So I may not be on social as much either, but I wanted to give an update about where I've been and what we were doing, and to let you guys know to keep an eye out for the next retreat and keep an eye out for Alyssa's breakthrough program. I will link it in the show notes as well. But what I actually really wanted to talk about today was starting a bookkeeping business with no experience. A few times a year, I open up the workshops, the Bookkeeping Biz workshops, to basically get people off the fence of wanting to start a business and on the path to starting and growing a bookkeeping business. A lot of people come from corporate, and I kind of do that on purpose because I want to bring people out of that cubicle and feeling like they don't have a purpose to doing something that they are extremely fulfilled in with the talents and the experience they already have. But there's always some people that come into those that have heard about bookkeeping and want to start a bookkeeping business, but they haven't actually any experience, which is totally fine. It's totally fine. I appreciate that they come to those because you can still learn a ton, because I don't actually teach bookkeeping in those workshops. But what happens when you come into a new space as an entrepreneur and you don't have any experience in the craft, your brain is stretched because you're trying to learn your craft, bookkeeping or tax or whatever it is that you're deciding you want to do. And you're trying to learn how to start and grow a business. So those two things are extremely taxing. So a lot of people get really discouraged and want to give up, or they just think they're not cut out for it. So today's episode is really just a little bit of advice for anyone in that position of being brand new, wanting to be a bookkeeper and wanting to start a business. And my piece of advice for you today is to start learning bookkeeping and try to work for someone else first. And I know that advice gets thrown around a lot, but it truly is important. Work for someone else, even if it's as a contractor. You don't have to be an employee, you can do it freelance, but to start to get that experience under your belt and start to learn how to be a good bookkeeper before you start trying to learn how to be a good business owner. I see that happen a lot. I will link some recommendations below on courses that are designed for brand new, no experience bookkeepers. And I truly think that you need to understand accounting, the basics, debits and credits and T accounts, understand the balance sheet. That's what we talked about last week on the podcast. But there's some stuff you just won't learn out of a textbook until you come across it in real life. And so you've got to really be able to have integrity and do the research necessary and get the help necessary. And my mission here is to elevate our profession, the bookkeeping profession, and make sure that all of our clients are served extremely well. And so that requires integrity out of a lot of bookkeepers, and not everyone has it. So if you don't have integrity and you don't have experience, please don't do it. Just kidding. But really, go work for someone else. Build your confidence before you go out on your own, because it'll make it, it's already really difficult to be an entrepreneur, but to be trying to figure out a new skill and figure out how to be an entrepreneur, that's lots and lots and lots of skills built into one title. It's really important to have that experience and have someone to ask questions of and things like that. So like I said, I will link below some recommendations on brand new bookkeepers, but even with those courses and those recommendations, I still stand behind my recommendation to work for someone, even if it's just as a contractor a couple hours a week. All right. I hope you all have a great rest of your week. This is a really short episode, just an update with my raspy voice, and I will see you on the interwebs. Thank you to everyone who helps make this podcast possible. Content and interviews are produced by me, Serena Hsu. Our intro and outro music is written and performed by my brother, Ian Gilliam. Editing is also by Ian, using his awesome sound engineering skills along with Descript software. Hosting and publishing is by Buzzsprout, and you can check out the show notes for links to all of these amazing resources and resources mentioned in the episode.
Be ambitious.